I'm Anna Johnson. I am a graduate student in the Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences Department at Auburn. And today I'm going to share the first-year data from a couple of trials that we have in Shorter, Alabama, looking into herbicide timing and cover crop mixtures. All right, so rye as a winter cover crop has been known to have to suppress weeds early in the season to some extent and provide some early season weed control. This is primarily done through direct competition with the weeds throughout the winter and through the development of a high biomass ground cover layer that can interfere with the quality of light that reaches the weed seed, thus preventing germination. So the two trials that we have out at Evie Smith in Shorter, Alabama, we are going into the second year of these trials, so I only have first year cover crop data to present, keeping in mind that it usually takes multiple years to observe clear benefits from cover crops. So the overarching objective of the first trial is to determine if a rye monoculture and cover crop mixtures can provide some degree of weed suppression, particularly with glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, while also potentially reducing the need for either pre- or post-herbicide applications. And so going into this trial and the second one, we hypothesized that the cover crop mixtures and the precision drill placements could provide adequate weed control and potentially allow for a reduction in pre- and post-herbicides. So the first trial, there were 12 different treatments with four different herbicide regimes, each under three different cover crop systems. The cover crop systems included winter fallow plots, rye monoculture plots seeded at 90 pounds an acre, and a mixture of rye, wheat, oat, crimson clover, and tillage radish, where the cereals were mixed equally and seeded at 45 pounds an acre, and the clover and radish were seeded at 14 pounds an acre and mixed at a 2.5:1 ratio. The herbicides treatments included non-treated plots, pre-only, post-only, and pre-plus-post treatments. The pre-herbicides that we used included Prowl at 32 ounces an acre and Reflex at 16 ounces, and the post-treatments were Ingenia at 12.8 ounces an acre, followed by Roundup Power Max at 24 ounces. So here's a quick look at what the winter fallow plots looked like prior to the cover crop termination in April. And in comparison, here is a quick look at the mixture plots just before termination. And this is what the plots look like right about now, post-harvest, and you can see that the cover crops for this upcoming season have already begun to emerge. So these cover crops were all planted on November 8th of 2016 and were allowed to grow. We took cover crop biomass samples using quarter meter squares on April 17th, and the cover crops were then terminated via herbicide on April 19th and then again on May 11th due to weed emergence. After that, we planted the cotton on May 16th and applied the pre-herbicides on the 17th, and then applied the post-herbicides on June 27th. Unfortunately, we did lose 8 plots to weeds. Those were all mowed on October 12th, and we moved on to harvest the cotton on November 14th. Additional data collected includes weed biomass samples that were taken just before the post-herbicides were applied on June 26th, mid-season ground cover measurements using an NRCS crop residue measurement kit, and weed control ratings from August 24th. So looking at the cover crop biomass results, you can see that both the rye and mixture were able to build up pretty good biomass at the time of termination, which is what we would hope for in terms of weed suppression. And looking at the in-row weed biomass, there is no variation, as well as no variation with the row middle weed biomass samples. However, the samples themselves did help to confirm that Palmer amaranth and large crabgrass would be the most troublesome weeds in this trial. And So in late August, we raided the plots for Palmer Amaranth control. And as you can see, the non-treated systems did not perform nearly as well as the herbicide-treated plots. And there is also really no significant variation between any of the systems that were treated with pre- or post-herbicides. And we also raided the plots for grass control, primarily large crabgrass. There is even less variation here, with all of the herbicide-treated systems performing very well in terms of grass control. We also took in-row ground cover measurements, and as you can see, the non-treated plots did have the most ground cover. However, that was mostly due to weeds. The results for the row middle ground cover in August was a little bit less messy, with all of the herbicide-treated plots also having high biomass and not just the non-treated plots. And so looking at the yield, the treatments that had the lowest yields, the rye non-treated and mixture non-treated, those both had multiple plots lost to weeds. And so I think two and three of these plots, respectively, were has been mowed on October 12th, giving them zero yield. However, based on these yield results, it does indicate that the cover crops themselves, based on the non-treated yields, did not have any direct effect on weed suppression in the first year, and that using pre- and post-herbicides may be necessary to optimize yields in the first year. Okay, moving on to the second trial, the primary objectives were to determine if cover crop mixtures and precision seed placements performed better as weed suppressors while maximizing ground cover throughout the year. And so this trial had only seven treatments, one of which was a winter fallow treatment, along with two rye monoculture treatments, one with it seeded over the whole plot and the other one with a precision placement in between rows. We also had a crimson clover and radish whole plot treatment, as well as a clover and radish mixture within the rows only. And we also had a rye, clover, and radish mixture over the whole plot, as well as precision placement treatment for that mixture. So here's a quick overview of what these plots looked like in comparison to winter fallow. And here's a closer look at the rye, clover, and radish precision placement treatment. So the timeline for this trial was, for the most part, the same as it was for the herbicide timing trial. However, there was an additional planting date on November 9th of 2016 for the precision cover crop treatments. Again, we sampled the cover crops for biomass on April 17th and terminated on April 19th and May 11th. And after the cotton was planted in mid-May, standard weed management practices were followed, with the cotton being harvested on November 14th. Additional data collected included mid-season and post-harvest ground cover measurements, as well as weed control ratings from August 24th, which showed that there was excellent weed control across all seven treatments with really no variation between them. So looking at the cover crop biomass, I will quickly point out that the eighth treatment right here, it was actually part of the seventh treatment. We had to take row middle and in row biomass samples, and so we treated this as its own, we treated the rye at 45 pounds an acre as its own treatment. So looking at the mid-row ground cover for August, really the only treatment to stand out is the winter fallow, as we would expect. Then moving on to the post-harvest results, the clover and radish whole plot treatment was the only one to separate out, even though it did still have pretty high ground cover for December. And then again, looking at the row middle post-harvest ground cover, the winter fallow was the only one to separate out as well. However, this was in December after harvest, and at this point, the cover crops for this winter had already begun to emerge. And so based on these results, it does seem that each of these cover crop systems can maintain adequate ground cover all throughout the year. And so looking at yield for the cover crop placement trial, there is absolutely no variation between the seven treatments, showing that under pre- and post-herbicide applications, there is no drag and lint yield between these different mixtures and precision placements. All right, and so to summarize all of this, what we were able to get from this first-year cover crop data is that the rye and mixture systems had no distinct impact on weed suppression during the first season of cotton on their own. However, it is reasonable to predict moving forward that pre- and post-herbicides will be necessary at least during the first year of cover cropping when you do have to deal with Palmer amaranth. And this applied to all of the cover crop mixtures and placements within these trials. And finally, under appropriate herbicide treatments and weed management, it is possible to see no significant drag in lint yield during the first season of cover cropping. And so, again, I'll reiterate, this was just first-year cover crop data, and so we do have multiple years of this project planned. And so, moving forward, it is possible that we will see more variation in these results in upcoming years, as well as some additional soil health benefits. All right, are there any questions?
Any questions for our speaker?
Which was it, August or mid-season or post?
Just biomass.
Total biomass. Okay, was. Is this the? All right. So the question was: is there any reason for the rye in the row middles for the bottom row being higher than it was for the whole plot rye? Is that correct? Okay. So. I'm not completely sure why that was. However, it may be because of different seeding densities, because the same planting drill was used for both the whole plot and precision treatments. And so it may just be a difference in seed density. The rows were 3 feet apart each. 3 feet? Oh, and the question was how wide were the rows? Is that correct? Yes. I'm not completely sure about that. I'm not quite sure. And are there any other questions? All right. Yes. I believe we had pretty standard fertilizers applied throughout the season. Oh, and the question was, did we fertilize these plots? And I do think we did apply nitrogen pretty early in the growing season for the cover crops. Any more questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you, Speaker.